This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Six men were charged with plotting to kidnap Michigan Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer at her vacation home, according to a criminal complaint unsealed Thursday in federal court. The men plotted for months, consulting and training with militia members and undertaking rehearsals in August and September, according to the complaint. FBI agent Josh Hohurst said that the six planned to kidnap Governor Whitmer and put her on trial for treason.
Whenever extremists move into the realm of actually plotting or planning violent acts, the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force stands ready to identify, disrupt, and dismantle their operations, preventing them from following through on those plans.
The FBI quoted one of the accused as saying that Whitmer, quote, has no checks and balances at all. She has uncontrolled power right now. President Trump is reacting after the Nonpartisan Commission on Presidential Debates announced next week's debate in Miami would be virtual. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
President Trump does not like that decision.
I'm not going to do a virtual debate.
On Fox Business Mornings with Maria, the president said he's not going to waste his time on a virtual debate.
You sit behind a computer and do a debate. It's ridiculous. And then they cut you off whenever they want.
The president has been at the White House after testing positive for the coronavirus.
I think I'm better. When to a point where I'd love to do a rally tonight. I wanted to do one last night.
He says a rally is possible on the night scheduled for the debate. Joe Biden says he will abide by whatever the debate commission says.
We don't know what the president's going to do. He changes his mind every second. So for me to comment on that now would be irresponsible.
Questions continue to swirl about the president's recovery. Ed Donahue, Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also